I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you're chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Tuesday Night Turn It Up edition of Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and I am live on the air with Chocolate City Radio. You are riding the chocolate wave. Tonight is going to be a nice show. We're going to be laid back. We're going to be chilling. I'm also on stick cam tonight. Haven't been on stick cam in a minute. I do apologize, everything like that. We're going to be playing good music. We're going to be talking about relationships. When is it time to let go and walk away from the relationship? Whether you're like seriously involved with somebody or you're just fucking them and, you know, you've gotten content in the situation that you're in with them. So we're going to be talking about that, and I'm probably going to do a prank call tonight. I might do that in about 10-15 minutes. I can't wait. I haven't done one in a minute. So that's what we're going to do. Yesterday was New Music Monday. Dragon dropped a new song. We're going to play that. We're going to play some music from L Black that was on the show on Friday night. We're going to play some music from Manny DeAnda, the lead singer from the group Pretty Ricky. Tonight is just going to be like one of those shows. It's just going to be laid back. We're going to sit back. We're going to ride that motherfucking chocolate wave, and we're going to do what we do. Give the callers time to come in and everything. Shouts out to Brian J and my blog talk shout out in the chat room. Hi, boo. So what I'm going to do, let's go ahead and play my first song. And let me go get it. And it's going to be Street Knot, the remix with Dragon and Jadakiss. This dropped yesterday. Like I said, it was from New Music Monday. We're going to play that. I'm just bringing my songs up. And then we're just going to keep going from there. We'll play a set, come back and talk, play another set, and we'll come back and talk. And we're just going to keep doing the damn thing. So here we go with Street Knot, the remix featuring Dragon, a.k.a. Hellboy Elroy, and the real Kiss, Jadakiss.
At you boys, yeah. They don't want no problem. I am fresh, I dig a column right up on that murder column. Mr. Gotti and the boys, yeah. Swiss open that casket. I like what's cracking. Yo, ASAP, what's happening? Let's get these bastards. I don't got no feeling in my body for nobody, so I probably take your hottie and just pass it to my boys. Ride around in that Bronson with that big Charles Bronson, squeeze them to the unconscious. Then shoot these Yonkers. Yeah. I knew they wasn't ready. I pull off a back belly. Now I'm aiming at your belly, watching belly with my boys. Swiss said to get focused. Photo post got me open. Now we Batman and the Joker. And I'm the Joker. I get mileage on them birds when they be flying. All I say is copy, copy, yeah, they're poppy and them boys.
Sit up on my lap. What you want for Christmas? Make a wish. slip. I wish that you could suck my dick for instance. Right now, don't tell me how it sounds, just do it. Nike on these bitches, I'm a bad influence. They love the music. I fuck the game hardcore. I fuck the game for sure. I fuck the game like it's Pink Friday. Menage with the money, just sit in my way. Alright, okay, told them I was here to stay. Go on, speculate. I expect the hate, and by the way, the sex is great. G-shit, I regulate, don't strip tease. Take them pennies off all the way. Fuck the game into the condom break. All kind of cake. Think they ain't gon' pay what I be spitting. Money wanted in the center. She gon' fucking cook me dinner. She do laundry bath from kitchen clean. She make it hard, she wanna stay. I break it off like no way. That's a hell of a dream. I'm brother Dr. King. Cause I ain't buying what you selling me. Modern day felony. My weight class felony. Them hood niggas smelling me. Them bitches they be loving me. Bring me, I'm a thugger beat. Some Henny in the cup for me. An hour of your company and you won't get enough of me. Nah, what's next? Next, fire up a sec. Nobody caliber my threat. This is best you ever had, said. I fuck the game hardcore. Chill. I fuck the game for sure. I fuck the game like it's Pink Friday. Menage with the money, just sit in my way.
Do something, baby. And if you wanna do
Do Something by Manny DeAnda. Ooh, I love that song. That song is just like one of those, like when you're in the bathroom in the mirror looking at yourself and you got on some sexy ass boy shorts. It makes you want to start grinding and being all seductive and you're seducing yourself in the mirror. That's the kind of song that is. And that's the kind of music that I like. I stopped the streaming on SitCam because I got too much going on. I'm going to do it on Friday when I'm more hyped and everything. I do apologize to people that was looking at me. Y'all did get to see my new look. For those of you that have not seen me in a while, I have colored my hair. It's like a burgundy plum color. I went the long style. It's really cute. It fits me. I can't complain. Got a lot of compliments. Also, what else? I have pictures on Instagram that I took the other night of me in boy shorts and a t-shirt, and so the guys are looking at my legs and telling me how sexy they are, so, you know, by all means, make sure you guys go check that out, Instagram, Chalk Mommy, and you can see all my beautiful pictures from me cooking, to me looking sexy, to me in my arm sling, and everything goes. So, we have a caller, 817, last four is 1743. We're going to bring them in, then play some more music, and then I'm going to do a prank call. I finally feel like it, and I've done enough research on this guy. So, thank you for calling Chocolate City Radio with Chalk Mommy. What's up?
Hello. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing fine.
This is Tyrone from Augusta, Georgia.
Hi.
How are you doing, sweetheart? You know, first off, I saw from you those new pictures, and I must say they are fabulous.
Thank you. So, what's up with you tonight?
Nothing, but let me tell you something. Let me let you know about you messing with my man. I heard you was messing with my man, and I got a problem with that.
Oh, and which man would that be?
That was Steve Jones.
Steve Jones? Nah, Stevie J?
No, his name is Steve. No, he kind of looks like him, but no, his name is Steve Jones. You don't know Steve Jones?
No, is he anything like Stevie J?
No, he's not. He's too soft. He can't be like Stevie J.
Damn, because if he was like Stevie J, I would really have to go fuck with him because Stevie J got these bitches going crazy.
But then again, he is kind of like Stevie J. I mean, come on. I mean, Steve Jones messes with guys and Stevie J messes with trannies, so it's the same thing.
No.
That's what I mean. You can't tell me that. You cannot tell me that girl is not a tranny.
You mean Jocelyn? She's something special. She's a bit
special. Oh, yeah, she's special, all right. I know a tranny when I see one.
Yeah, very, very special. So how you doing, Sadie?
Oh, she's good. What's up, chocolate? Stop.
Now, you know, your ass got to wake up early in the morning. Early in the morning. To get me.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Oh, man. I thought I almost got you there.
No, because remember, I have your number memorized.
Oh man, dang, son, I gotta start using the secret rat cave number now.
Oh, Yeah, you have to use your Google number. I know you got a few.
Oh, man, yeah, I got a Batcave number. I'm going to start using that one for now. Baby.
Yeah, you're going to have to do something. So where the hell have you been? What's been going on? Tell everybody who you are and catch us up on Zeddy's World.
What's been going on in Zeddy's World? A little bit of everything, you know. I'm smart. This month, every July is the busiest for me. I have like a million things going on in July. And this is actually my third annual model month that I do every year in July. So I'm pretty humble to be able to do this again. And every year just gets bigger and better, especially since more people are involved. So that's something that I'm very proud of right now. A lot of great things coming out of that already.
Oh, damn. Congratulations. I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
And what's going on with the radio and the site? I have not been on the site in a minute. I need to get on the air and call some ruckus.
Well, one thing I've done, I've made it mobile friendly now. So not only can people get on from their PC and see some of the crazy stuff going on there, they can start seeing, they can go to their phones now and go to it, and then it's even BlackBerry friendly. That's one thing that was hard before, was getting a BlackBerry friendly.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Man. Yeah, that was one of my challenges. I got that to work. I was like, uh-oh. I've opened up Pandora's box now. And then now I have every Tuesday, it's three women, they host my show every Tuesday, late night. So it's crazy. And they're all from different areas, so you kind of get that different vibe from each of them. And you got the one who's more quiet. You got the one who talks, but she's a lot more milder. And then you got the one who talks and she's wild.
Oh, damn.
So you got all that into one, and it's crazy. And most of the time I'm over there, I stop by, and I guest host most of the time. So it's crazy because then it feels like a bunch of women are, they especially have those crazy topics that where it's a battle of sexes type topic. It gets me every time. I'm like, no, don't do it to me. I saw your topic for today too. That's what I wanted to call in about. Actually, I actually liked that topic that you had.
Yeah, because I have a friend on my BBM, and you know, she really gives me like good topics. But I chose this one because of some stuff that she was going through, and a lot of females go through this, and some men go through this too. It's like, when is it time to leave a relationship? Prime example, I have a coworker, and he has an ugly-ass girlfriend, and she's very insecure, you know? I mean, you know, I'm just being real, bitch, ugly. So he went to prison at a very young age for a robbery charge or whatever, right? Came home,
right.
Met her, and this, that, and the third, and their relationship isn't the healthiest. She's like one of those females that likes to put her hands on you, but as soon as you defend yourself, she becomes a po-po ho.
Oh, man.
She has stabbed him. She has hit him with a car, and they broke up. You know what I'm saying? They've broken up lots of times, but then he goes back to her. So today, we're at work, and he was like, man, he had did good. He had moved back in with his mom because he's like 25. And he was like, she called him and was like, oh, I want to go to Priscilla's. You know what I'm saying? And she's, like I said, she's not cute. She don't suck his dick. She don't believe in oral sex. I mean, I don't know what kind of pussy she got. But
I'm about to say, is the poom poom good or something? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, it's like he stinks. I ain't going to front. It looks like that pussy is kind of, you know, touched. So it's like, you know, he was like, they went to the beach, didn't have a good time. They argued the whole time, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, y'all gonna get back together. Then they went to a party, and she jumped on him, scratched him up and everything. So then,
wow.
Like, she called and was like, I want to go to Priscilla's. He fell for it. and he moved back in with her last night. And I'm like, just 2 weeks ago, this female jumped on you. I'm like, you can do better. I said, this relationship is not healthy for you because you, no matter what you do, you're going to always be in the wrong. You're already on probation for defending yourself with her. So she's going to call, and you ain't got to do shit, but because of your past, it's going to fuck up your future and send you back to prison, and this bitch going to be on to the next dude. And I'm like, she keeps putting her hands on you. You're either going to end up back in jail, or you're going to end up dead because this bitch, she even hit you with a car. Like, it's time to go. Like, you can find somebody else. I think a lot of times when people are in relationships, you've been with somebody for so long, you get comfortable and you just be like, oh, I don't want to start over, and you accept their bullshit. Fuck that. Let them, like I always say, you can love someone enough to let them go, or love yourself more to be happy, because you can do bad by yourself.
Right, and I mean, for me, I've been in a relationship where I should have been nothing. Yeah, I did get through that before. I've been on both sides of the spectrum, where I mean, not necessarily that I was a horrible person, but a person that didn't necessarily like me, talked to me for so long, they should have been stopped talking to me, and by them waiting so long that her day ends up coming the fuck over your mind, and she thinks, oh, okay, everything's all good, Danny. But then also on the same token, you know, when you talk to somebody, you know what's effed up, and you talk to them just because you're comfortable of being in a relationship. Everybody, if you pay attention to Facebook and Twitter, half the time people are complaining about how lonely they are on these social networks, and it gets, like, mad old to me sometimes. I tell them this all the time. I'm saying, at the end of the day, you need to cherish the fact that you are alone, because once you aren't, I think that's the hardest part, because people, once you get into a relationship, especially get into it for a long time, even when it gets bad, you're going to feel like that you're being disloyal by leaving that relationship.
I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying, because I was like that at one time, but I think now, that
I don't give a damn, man.
Yeah, like, yo, if this shit isn't working, then it's time to go. You know what I'm saying? And I think females are a lot worse with letting go when it's time to go. Because men, when they tired of your ass, they just straight start dogging you. You know what I'm saying? They cold-hearted. They talk to you any kind of way. Stop coming home. Stop giving you dick. Stop giving you money. Spoiling you. All of that. And because you say you love this motherfucker and you feel like you can make him change his mind and you can make things better, sometimes you, like, make your self-worth go down. It's like, you can't make a motherfucker want you anymore if they don't want you. You can't make somebody fall back in love with you if they fell out of love with you. The best thing you can do is just cut your losses and keep it moving. You don't need someone to bring you down. You need someone to lift you up.
But also, too, some people got to do this, too. Don't just, when you do let go, don't go getting so thirsty to go jump to another relationship so quick that you leave that relationship and then you jump onto the next dude that come along just so you won't be lonely anymore. Because I know chicks that do that, and then they wonder why they're so bitter all the time and say, oh, that's why, I mean, the women who have dealt with dogged out dudes, I mean, more power to y'all, and that's a fucked up situation. But the ones that continually just get real thirsty to be in relationships and they bounce in and out of relationships, I can't really say that for you, because you kind of put that on your own self. Like, stop being so thirsty about getting a relationship and give yourself time to heal. And you can date people. Don't mean you got to. You can date people without having to be in a relationship with them. I understand people don't understand that. But the thing is, why people do that, because they feel, oh, if I want to have sex with this person, I got to be in a relationship so I won't be considered a hoe. I mean, whatever, man. Fuck that. This is 2012.
You can be a hoe in a relationship. It doesn't
exactly
matter.
Oh, my God. People don't understand that. the fact that you're not even married. I mean, the fact that you're not even married in the first place. I mean, it ain't like it's, oh, I'm more holy if I'm having a sex relationship and I'm not married. It's the same difference. You're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing that people who are in the relationship doing.
Exactly. So
at the end of the day, shot in the head.
Exactly right, okay? You know, it's like when you're in a relationship and it don't work, get out of that relationship, especially if you lost yourself in that person. Find you. Find what makes you happy outside of being with somebody else. I've been single for so long that if I'm in a relationship, it don't even matter. Like, when I'm in a relationship, it's like I don't have to change my lifestyle because it's not like I go to the club, I'm running the streets or anything like that anyway.
Right.
It's like I'm content, you know, and I've gotten to the point where, okay, I don't really need a dick. I got a toy, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have to be worried about that aspect. If I need some companionship, I'll call a motherfucker up on the phone, talk to his ass, and then, like, once I finish talking and I'm tired of listening to what the fuck he got to say or listening to his voice, get the fuck off the phone. It's a lot better than putting a motherfucker out your house and out your bed.
Yeah, you know what? I remember the situation you went through somewhat recently, and I remember how fucked up that was. Like, that was ridiculous. I mean, that was just ridiculous. Like, what I can't stand is people who jump into relationships and want to try to change people. Like, you knew what kind of person I was when you talked to me. Why the hell are you going to try to change me now?
And, you know what I'm saying? And then here's the funny part. Now, mind you, we hadn't seen each other for a while or whatever, right? So you called me to check on my shoulder because, you know, I dislocated it or whatever. And then it's like, you're out buying fresh fruit. I love fruit. You know what I'm saying? So you're like, do you want some? I'm like, nah, you don't have to do that. And you're like, oh, you volunteered. So it's like you didn't mind or whatever, right? So you bring me a watermelon and some peaches. And, you know, we hug. You know, we didn't have a bad breakup. You know, I just felt like you couldn't give me what I wanted and you just wanted me to be something else. So I kept it moving. So when you came over, you know, we hugged and then you kissed me. I kissed you back, but I already vowed in my mind back in March that I was never going to give you no more pussy. You feel me? So
right.
You come over, you start kissing me, you get hard, you pull it out, I look at it, and I'm like, too bad he don't know how to use it. You know what I mean? So you get upset because you go back home, you got to leave with a hard dick. I didn't tell you I was going to give you some pussy, and if you felt like buying me peaches and watermelon was going to get you some ass, nigga, I'm sorry. Ain't going to work. So you tell me, oh, yeah, that must have stroked your ego. I don't appreciate being teased. How in the fuck did I tease you when you was the initiator of everything?
Right. It was a tease to you not having it done right in the first place.
Yeah, that's why I was like, this relationship is not going to work. Because I'm fucking my poor boy, I'm fucking you. Then, you know, you just not being supportive of anything. And then, if, you know, I'm the type of person, when I'm in a relationship, I'm going to tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest about everything. So, when I was speaking to a rapper on Twitter about them coming on my show and everything, I had a touchscreen BlackBerry. I had the torch. I don't like touchscreen phones because, you know, those touchscreen phones can easily leave out some letters.
Oh, yeah, it gets crazy.
Thank you. So, 3:00 in the morning, I'm texting this rapper. Like, what I'm trying to say is, I want to fuck with you and your music. I want to push them. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how I push artists.
Right.
Well, this particular message, and it was the torch, it didn't say I want to fuck with you and your music. It says I want to fuck you and your music. Man, I wake up, okay, now I'm typing, I'm half-ass asleep when I send the message, right?
Oh, that's, that's a real bad you got a touch screen phone.
Yes. Now, my thing is, I'm not really thinking about it. Like, I'm like, okay, the person be up late in the studio, so they'll see the message and they'll be like, okay, they'll give me what I need or whatever, right?
Right.
I have a bad habit of like 6 o'clock in the morning, I roll over and check my phone. I looked at the message and it says, I want to fuck you. No, I don't want to fuck no artist. That's not me. I am like sending this person back-to-back messages because I know they're sleeping at 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, oh my God, I have a touchscreen phone and it left off something. I do not want to fuck you. Trust me. You know?
Wow. Oh, man.
But me being an honest person, I let my dude know at the time what happened. Oh, this motherfucker gets upset. Oh, why the fuck would you say that? That's some shit you need to say for your show. I was trying to tell him I wanted to fuck with him and his music. Not, I don't want to fuck him or nothing. You know?
Right.
I was like, oh my God. But then the artist comes on the show and tells me he wants to fuck me. And I was like, what?
This episode was it? Because I'm about to go listen to them. I can't.
At this point in time, it's like the rapper, I'm like saying, you know, should I go ahead and dump my dude or give him another chance because I'm fucking my toy more than I'm fucking him, what I need a man for? And the rapper comes on telling me I should go ahead and stick it out with old buddy. You feel me?
Right, right.
Then, you know, when he comes out and he starts saying that and everything, I'm just like, oh, my God. Oh, wow. Where they do that at, you know? And I mean, he wasn't never the type to listen to my show and support me or anything like that. So it's not like he went back and listened to that show, because if he did, he probably would have came over here with one of his guns and was like, you know, I can just go ahead and fucking shoot you right now.
Oh, Lord.
But I was like, you know what? It's all good. It's all good. So you know I do these little prank calls and shit, right?
Right.
Somebody on Twitter gave me their homeboy's information, right?
Right.
He gave me a YouTube link to look at him, you know, so I can familiarize myself with him. He's from the DMV area. He likes fat asses and fetishes, and he wants to know just how nasty his dude is, right? So, me being the type of bitch I am, I'm actually thinking about calling him and telling him I'm looking for a rapper that can do a soundtrack to my fetish DVD and what kind of fetishes it is.
Oh, Lord.
What do you think?
Oh, we got to add a little more premise to that. Let's see. I'm going to see, because you're the master. I'm going to see what happens. I like that,
but see,
I'm
going to
see
where
that's going to go.
It's the question that I asked him, because remember how I did DJ Mark Ski, right?
Yes.
It's all about the question, but it's more about their answers.
You know what? My friend that you prank called and he didn't answer the phone, but it was on his voicemail, he still talks about that to this day. He's like, man, I remember, cause I didn't tell him he got prank called. He prank called with some random chick that he loved. He said, man, and I heard my voicemail one day, man, this chick called me and she was talking about press one by one, get my dick sucked, press two on, get something done. And I'm sitting there trying my hardest not to laugh. I'm like, oh my God. Because he plays his message back and I'm crying because I know it was you. So then I finally told him like about a week later that it was you.
Oh man, did he get mad at you?
Oh, no, he didn't really get mad, but he was like, oh, he's going to find a way to get him back.
Man, nobody can ever get a person back for being prank called with me, because it brings them so person that got prank called and cried live on the air would kill his best friend.
Oh man.
I would.
I still remember when you, that pastor. Oh, man, I'm so sure about that, the pastor. You know what's sad? I mean, that what's so sad is that's a common thing. If we do prank calls some of these pastors, that'd be a true thing that happened.
Of course. That's why it's like, I don't feel bad, because my thing is, if you're not living right and you're not standing fast in the word, then it's easy for somebody to bring you out or bring it to you. So I'm not here to corrupt anybody. I'm just here to let them know you got to do a better job. You got to do a better job. Because if you don't, woo, is all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Is all I can say. That's all, I don't know. But now that I got the courage and the nerve, I'm going to put your ass on mute. Because
yes,
I know you will bust out laughing.
Oh, yeah, you already know I am messy.
So, let me pull this person's number up, because I got it on my sticky pad. Yeah, 703, that's the VA number. So, let's see, his name is Saint Anger, or Iceberg Grimm. That's Iceberg Grimm is his alter ego. So, I am getting ready to call Saint Anger. So I can call afterwards. Okay, well, hold on. Why isn't it doing this? Let's try this. Hold on, let me try 703-474. I know I'm just putting this man's number out on the air. It ain't my man. I don't give a fuck. 0-4-7-0.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please try your call again later.
La persona con la que intenta comunicarse no acepta llamadas en este momento.
They didn't pay their bill. That is so not good. Damn.
Yeah. Apparently, he's not accepting calls at this time.
You know what? That sounds like some T-Mobile shit when you run out of minutes. And that's 9 o'clock. That shit come back on?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me see. Let me go through my Rolodex of DJ.
Speaking of which, the person who just came to the door now is the person you pray for.
Hi. Tell him I said hey.
Charlie brought me the chick that and prank called you that one time. She said, what's up? He said, what it do?
How you doing? Oh, damn it. This is crazy. So now, I'm going to play some music, and we're going to think of somebody else to prank call.
Oh, I might have somebody.
I hope it's a DJ, because DJs are the best. Here is Riding Around Crippin' by Big Creek. Oh, Big Crip featuring Dragon. Damn.
and I'm crippin'. East Coast, and I'm crippin'.
Yo, nigga, I told y'all motherfuckers, we make the best East Coast Crip music. Ain't no motherfucker in the East Coast can fuck with my Crip music. You heard? We the best, and fuck the rest. UMC, my Crip gang, nigga. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm crippin'. 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 I'm riding around 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 and I'm crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm crippin'. East Coast, and I'm crippin'. East Coast, and I'm crippin'. Couple West Coast trips don't mind me, cause I'm from the East Coast. But I got that G pass from the OG Bear from Pookie. Ride around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around in Brooklyn. Left side, blue flag. Said I'm claiming UMC. Who am I? OG. Act up, get clapped up. Crip up or grip up. Mafia gang or doping. T-hats, they moving. Neighborhood, they rolling. In Jersey, they Great Street. Crying niggas be Yaw Street. NWA, fuck the police. Cause I don't bang sticks. That's fake shit. Plus, I ain't folk. Just a straight loop. Capital T's. All day. Every day. Picking up blue chips. Shaq status, blue money, drag crazy, but now he loping. I'm riding around and I'm crippin', 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 on East Coast and I'm crippin', 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 I'm riding around 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 and I'm crippin', on East Coast and I'm crippin', on East Coast and I'm crippin', East Coast and I'm crippin', East Coast and I'm crippin'. Hellboy Elroy, let's go.
My flow is so melodic, and niggas know I'm about it. And your wifey give me knowledge like as if I am retarded. My C is stand for chopper, and I really bang for the goddamn crib. You would think I would love the way I hug my strip. Niggas empty out clip on coppers. My flag on the left real proper. Y'all singing to the feds real opera. And it got to the point my motherfucker flow is sick. It need a doctor. Motherfuckers ain't know I'm loking. Well guess what, now you know. And my clip it leave them soaking like he fresh up off the ocean. We turned them to a dolphin. I'm fresh up out the coffin, and my coat look like that frosting from that donut made in Boston. That hood environment, I'm Boston. My motherfucker, my I lost it, and I'm riding around crippin', and that Porsche 600 horses. I'm riding around and I'm crippin', 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 East Coast 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 and I'm crippin', I'm riding around and I'm crippin', I'm riding around and I'm crippin', I'm riding around. And I'm crippin', I'm riding around and I'm crippin', on East Coast and I'm crippin', on East Coast and I'm crippin', East Coast and I'm crippin', East Coast and I'm crippin'.
Some fans screaming your name. Price of fame, charges to the game. Worldwide, life will never be the same. Celebrity, yeah, that's the life. On tour, 60 grand every night. The world is yours, enjoy the ride. Just live your life.
Let me show you how life's supposed to be. Baby, come get close to me. Baby, I can change your life. Your mama.
Down. I'm about my favorite thing, they call me Uncle Sam. Cause you know I get it, and you know I'm with it. And I know you dreaming, but I'll show you how to live it. Cause you're really fine, think you should be mine. It's about that time, you're one of a kind. The only thing I change is my motherfucking mind. So knock on over asking for some motherfucking time. So what's up, you and love?
few fuck stars and future. I can make you famous like the wind.
I can change your life. I can make you famous.
You can be my superstar. I can be your number one fan. Let me be your number one fan. I can be your number one. I can make you famous. You can be my superstar. I can be your number one fan.
Girl, you got your own mind. She want me, don't let her get me. If you feed it, she'll be leading. It's easily, you know that. You can picture us, Kodak. I want that, girl, throw that. I'm a creep on it, left eye. They on me, you know how hoes do. Make you famous, they gon' know you. Other niggas talk, I'ma show you. Have you charged up? Goku, I'm the man, bitch, I'm the man. At exotic stores, spin a hella band. Bad bitch like Amber Rose, who deep throat like Amber Cole. She's a freak, when say a hoe, I make it rain, she stroke the pole. Chop me down, then poke the hole, she start fast and end it slow. I'll make you famous, they going no. I'll make you famous, girl, pick a show. I'm a boss, I play the top, you fuck with me, you on top. Get in where you fit in, girl, pick a spot and fit
you famous. You can be my superstar. I can be your number one fan. Let me be your number one fan. I can be your number one. I can make you famous. You can be my superstar. I can be your number one fan. Let me be your number one fan. I can be your number one fan. Yeah. Superstar. Number one fan. Number one fan. Number one fan. Let me show you how life's supposed to be. Baby, come get close to me. Baby, I could change your life. Little mama, let me change your life.
Damn, I can make you famous. Woo, woo. Damn. Hi, Dolly.
Hey, boo-boo.
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry I'm late, y'all. I had to deal with some fuckery at work.
That's like black people.
You know what? Whoever that was can kiss my caramel-coated ass. Mm-hmm. Talking shit. I ain't even been on for long.
I'm just saying.
What?
Nothing.
But, you just saying what?
Maybe you was getting fucked at work. I don't know.
Exactly. Not with them people I work with. They'd be lucky to breathe on this pussy.
Maybe your man came to your job and gave you a little quickie. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm on my way to his job right now. The way I'm feeling. I can fuck something.
The way you feeling?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Did you get my pictures?
Yeah, speaking of bangers.
What?
Hey, I have DJ Marv Go Hard. We're bringing him in. He has given me a number to prank call a DJ. I cannot wait. Oh, Willis is just an old perk. He'll be easy. Oh.
Yes, the first number, Willis, he is an old perv, and he just be easy. Like, you just talk to him, he'll stay on the phone.
For real?
Yeah, he'll stay on the phone. If he answer the phone, he'll stay on the phone.
For real?
Hell yeah.
How you know he an old perv? How is he your friend?
I worked with him. He be flirting with all the kids and, you know, yeah.
All the kids?
The kids. Yeah. Oh,
damn.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, kids.
They be like, man, can you get him, can you tell him to go somewhere? Yeah, man, it's crazy.
So what does he look like? Where did I meet him at?
You met him. Let's see. Well, he's a dude. He got gray hair. He got kind of a big belly. You met him. Where did you meet him? Shit. Say you met him on the bus or something.
He rides the bus?
Yeah. Say you met him on the bus or...
You wanted a kid's parents or something.
Right.
Whatever kid he's flirting with.
You met him somewhere. Shit.
Is he like a...
It don't even matter where you say you met him. He gonna keep talking to you.
Oh,
for real. Say you met him downtown. You met him somewhere.
Okay.
Or you could just call and ask for somebody different, and when he tell you you got the wrong number, you could just be like, oh, well, who is this? You sound kind of good. And just get in a conversation with him.
True. What does he work at, Mar?
He work at McDonald's. He the maintenance man.
The maintenance man? So
he the maintenance man. Yeah, tell him you met him at McDonald's.
And he talks to a lot of
man.
Kids, right?
Tell him you're one of them big men.
You said what?
He works with a lot of kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, he the maintenance man. It's a lot. It's some kids around, yeah.
No, what I'm getting at is my son, I'm a single mother, and my son met him at McDonald's, and they started talking, and he thought that he would be a good person for me to go out with. But, you know, my son don't know that I'm a freak, and is he freaky?
You can actually say whatever. Even if he feel like he don't remember, he going to keep talking to you.
Oh, Lord.
Say a word, and where was you working at?
You said what?
Where was you working at to meet this motherfucker?
Oh, I was a manager there. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, we're going to make this call, but we're going to bring him Mr. G.A. He always, man... Marv Gohard works with perverts, and Mr. G.A., 75% of his friends are perverts. What the fuck?
But hold on. Do we need a friend call him, or do we need to call How to Catch a Predator?
Oh, right.
I swear, it's always the men that listen to my show that got the freak nasty homeboys. Mr. G.A., most of my prank calls came from Mr. G.A., homie. That's scary. What you got to say for yourself, Mr. G.A.?
Get the fuck out of here. You know. Stop playing, child. Bro, what's happening?
If I'm not mistaken, Mr. G.A., the demon... The living water. Who friend was that? Alfonso, the first person we got to jack his dick on the phone. Who friend was that?
Oh, yo, I didn't know that guy.
You gave me his number twice. And we're not even going to talk about the dude in Delaware, the one that was in Fridays in the bathroom playing with his dick. That was Joe Homeboy.
Yeah, yo, listen. Real talk. Talk is a freak, y'all. She like to get tried to do wild shit in different stores. One dude was in Walmart, motherfucking dick behind a lady's clothing rack. She nasty, yo. She a nasty part.
But guess what? You're even nastier because your friends are the ones that I'm calling that be down for it, and they don't know me, but they know you. You bastard.
And how you know they gonna do this stuff, though? That's what I want to know. How you know your
friends? Like, there were some cats I saw at the show, right? And when you get in the show, so I thought I'm getting the show for free and shit. So I'm like, yo, what y'all cats into? And they're like, we some weird motherfuckers. So I tell them to call the Chalk Mommy Show.
Lord.
Excuse me. They didn't call into the show. You gave me their number. Like, call my homie. And you gave me background information on all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you. I said, listen, those cats, changing the shows, Free. Stop playing, nigga.
Yeah, he was like, ooh, with Lorenzo, he was like, he a paymaster. He was like, he'll pay for that because he was like, he'll take you to Lenox Mall and just throw it in the bag. Like, all paymasters came out together.
Hey, yo, look. Look. Oh, see, my man, Lorenzo's so open, yo. That nigga was in the... Oh, yeah, man, he was somewhere just beating this shit for real, y'all. I was like, this nigga retarded, son. He retarded for real.
He was at the bathroom at TGI Fridays in Delaware.
Yeah, that was funny as hell, though. That's my friend's name.
Is if y'all give me y'all friends' numbers and meet the motherfuckers you know, I will expose them and you will never look at them the same. I did my homeboys like that, and this was like they man. This nigga told me that he would lick my ass at the hotel and everything, and the homeboys was like, oh, hell nah. They looked at him differently after that, because every time they look at him, they could just picture him licking somebody's asshole. So this is what you do to y'all friends, right?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I need to do some evaluating.
Chuck. Yo, Chuck, you heard about my man say he saw a video on YouTube with the kid, what's that? Game, jumped on 40 Glock. That's your man, you did 40 Glock, right?
When?
Yeah,
oh,
what happened with that?
All
I saw
over,
that. I
heard
about
this.
My man said on YouTube, sir. The dude was like beating the shit out of Free right ass, right? A lot of the boys are around him and shit, like kind of trying to make sure Free didn't do shit. He didn't say it was real fucked up.
What?
Yeah, they said it was crazy and shit, man.
Wow.
What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, man, they said that shit was crazy, man. So my man beat the fuck out of 40 right. It's on YouTube.
Are you talking about the game?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I heard about that shit.
You know, 40 a bad boy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they both bad. Wasn't they cool, though? Wasn't they both on the G-Unit shit?
Hey, man, that shit's crazy.
Oh,
man,
wow.
See, you know, half the people on G-Unit is dysfunctional with each other now. Anyway.
Yeah, but the game, I remember the game was on YouTube talking about he wanted everybody to get back together and shit. And, you know, I mean, it's too late now. They done missed out on all that money and shit, but he wanted to. I mean, they was the freaking team back in the day.
Man, has anybody gone in the 40s timeline to see what the hell he got to say?
Nah, I ain't going there yet.
I ain't gonna lie though, 40 Glock, I was on his Twitter before, and that nigga, he be tweeting some emotional shit. For real. Like, all day. I had to unfollow him. I didn't know what was going on with dude. Yeah.
Damn, they said that 40, doing the footage, 40 tells the camera, I just got jumped, nigga. The game continues to throw punches and calls 40 a punk-ass nigga. 40 tries to flee the scene. The game shouts, they ain't gonna be another one, nigga. Game points to the camera at his shoes, which contains blood. After the fight, 40 Glock tweeted about the incident saying, game takes me down with a pistol. Niggas have to draw a gun on me. Wow.
Wow. You're stupid.
I'm sorry, but shit, man. The game is funny, though. That nigga's funny.
You know what? I'll fuck with 40. I ain't even gonna front. And for the game to be able to pull this off, it had to be some fuckery behind that. Because 40 can handle his.
Yo, no, they true. They had his whole squad and shit on the side, like, you know what I mean? So my man 40 is by himself. He has his whole crew with him and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's some old bitch Now, for real, tonight, I'm most definitely going to have to play on Twitter because a bitch ain't got to go to work in the morning, and I don't appreciate that. This is my take on fighting. Fight one-on-one. Square up, shoot the ones. If you get your ass beat, you just have to keep fighting that motherfucker every day till you get a win. And that goes last night. I don't know if everybody looked at Love and Hip Hop, but you saw the fight with EBJ and Little Scrappy. But we saw the edited version. According to somebody that works for VH1, they had to edit the fuck out of that footage because Scrappy rocked off on Stevie, knocked his ass out, and when Stevie J hit the fucking ground, Scrappy and his manager dumped him the fuck out. But that's why when we saw Stevie J being pulled, he was walking all groggy and everything and stumbling. That's because he had just finished getting stumped out.
I mean, you got to do a little Scrappy, then you just make that kind of stuffer music. So I guess he was just acting out some of his music.
But my thing is, his lawyer asked VH1 not to put all that footage out because that nigga is on probation. And everybody know how Georgia is for probation. They took 6 years of my life about probation. They don't play that dumb shit when you break the law. But this is my problem. Okay, Scrappy, I understand you riding for your baby mama. But at the same time, when Stevie J came out last night, he was very apologetic to Erica because he was wrong and he was fucked and had to miss the drink. So, Scrappy, you was wrong for putting hands on that man when he already admitted that he was wrong. But I can understand you getting him out of pocket because that he sees Jocelyn was running off at the mouth getting crunk. A lot of times, if a bitch get crunk, then her man gonna get crunk. So I guess Scrappy had to go ahead and shut it down real quick in case his bitch think her man was coming to the
But Chuck, it's like I would always say, like, this is why I always tell people at parties, I don't even like when females fight, because when females fight, then eventually guys start fighting. That it never fails.
Huh?
Like I was saying, that's why I don't like when females fight in clubs, because when females fight, dudes, and it makes dudes feel like, well, hell, they fight now for crazy fight. Like, it doesn't necessarily happen the other way around, but I guarantee
you. I see it always happen the other way around.
I always see it happen. Every time there's a bunch of females fighting, especially if it's like, and they got homeboys, and then the other chick that's fighting got homeboys, they end up start fighting each other all of a sudden. So I've never seen that not happen.
Well, I would have to say, one day, my daughter was in an altercation, and these bitches came to fight her. She was going to fight one chick one-on-one, but big bitches came, and they wanted to jump her because they was like, their friend was too small to fight my daughter, but they was bigger than my daughter. So my daughter's baby daddy is the type of nigga like, yo, if my baby mama swing, I'm swinging. So it's like my son, my daughter, and the baby daddy was out there. So my daughter, she just went in a circular motion, and she hit three of the bitches. Then my son came and hit the big bitch and, like, just winked her, and the baby daddy rocked somebody else because they was like, yo, y'all way too big to be fighting this one person. So y'all don't want y'all friend to fight, and she's calling my daughter out because she's too big. My daughter is bigger than y'all friend, but y'all bigger than my daughter. But you our size, so, bitch, you won't fight us.
Rockin' my baby.
Oh. Yeah, I did. After they got hit, they was like, oh, my God, you hit me. I'm a girl. You know, shit happens. Oh, shit, is this Parents Day? We got a 706 number. 8217 live on the air. Hello?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, this is Terrence J, the Ruler T from the Live by Terrence show.
Oh, it's the Ruler
T. I got to say something now for me. I got to
say something now for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, he had a lot of background.
Yeah, it sounds like Dahlia getting busy in a Burger King bathroom.
What? What's up, Lana? You know I had to call in to show y'all some love.
Man, hey, who you gonna get on your show to talk about the fight? 40 on the game.
Well, you know, Brian Angel was on the show last night.
Damn.
And Thursday night, we got Seymour Cash that's going to be on the Live by Terrence show.
I'm going to have to call in because I am upset because I fucked with 40 Glock. Mr. G.A., you remember when he came on the show when he stayed on damn near the whole show?
Yeah.
And that's his move.
Him and Blue Capisci. I'm just feel like a family friend got beat up. Oh my God.
Lord. You got shit else to do.
I'm traumatized.
You traumatized.
Yes. Damn. I mean, y'all gotta understand. 40 always fighting and talking about fighting. Not saying that you can't get your ass beat, but the game.
What was that Glock at this time?
But it wasn't fair. Damn. Mr. D.A., why did you have to tell me that?
You would have found out.
Evidently not. Oh, my God. Now I have this on my mind.
He got it on his mind, too. Shit.
Oh my gosh, yo. I just don't know what. Oh my God.
Everybody just getting their ass beat. Like,
it's
what the
market
hell
season,
on?
I swear.
It's the end of the
season.
Summer. They got to catch the end of the summer. Shit.
Oh, my God. Like, no. This is just not good for me. This is like having my boyfriend beat up and then I can't go out with him because everybody going to clown him like, yo, ain't that nigga that got his
back? Like, damn.
Is Delilah on the show too?
Yes. Hey,
Delilah.
Yep, I'm right here, boo.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? It's Dahlia, by the way. But,
oh, Dahlia,
you know,
I'm sorry.
You can call me Delilah. It's whatever.
I'm sorry. I'm on this Captain Morgan and stuff, just having a good time. I'm at a house party on a Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I apologize.
You good? I ain't tripping.
Hey, but I do want y'all to call into my show anytime, y'all, for real.
We will.
Who is laughing? Somebody cracking up.
Captain Morgan. What the fuck is that?
You don't know what Captain Morgan is?
Hell no. Nah. What is that? Explain.
Lord.
It's spiced rum. It's all Puerto Rican rum with some spices in it.
Oh, it sounded weird to be here.
Hey, some good stuff, man. Shoot, you mix it up with some coke, man. Shoot.
Coke?
Not cocaine,
right. Lord. Not cocaine, Coca-Cola.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I ain't on that Rick James. I'm on that Coca-Cola. That's on the shelf.
Right.
Oh, crazy. You know what? I think the other DJ would be better, Marv Go Hard.
Who, Royale? I mean, DJ L Nice.
Yeah. Is he a nerd? Is he gonna be easy?
See, DJ L Nice or DJ Showtime? See, DJ Showtime, I haven't really talked to him in a minute. He's a little weird to me. And DJ L Nice, he's funny, so it might be good. I really, truly think Willis would be better, though. But
okay, well, we're going to call Willis.
His old ass ain't sleeping shit.
Okay, well, we're about to call Willis. I'm about to put y'all on.
Willis?
Willis. Hey, what's up, Willis? Hey.
Here I go. I'm calling Willis. Let me see. 216.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Willis?
This is him.
Hi, Willis. This is Letitia. How you doing?
Good.
Excuse me? You say you're doing okay?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I know you're trying to figure out, like, who is this calling me? But
right.
you work at McDonald's, correct?
Right.
Well, one of my sons has been coming to McDonald's for a long time, and he told me about you, and I don't know how he got your number or if he went to one of your coworkers and got your number, but he thought that I should call you.
Uh-huh.
Because he felt like you could be a good person for me to go out on a date with, because I'm a single mother and I work all the time. And I really don't have time to do anything. And my kids are tired of me staying in the house. So he was just like, Ma, I think I met somebody that might can be your friend.
All right. So where are you at?
For me? I'm out of town right now. I'll be home tomorrow. I'm in North Carolina. I'm a model.
Okay.
That you don't mind, do you?
No.
Oh, okay. And I also do adult entertainment sometimes. Like, I dance, and I do videos of me playing with toys, demonstrating how to use them. Kind of got, like, a freaky side. Is that okay?
That's okay with me.
Oh, good. Because some men are like, oh, my gosh. I kind of, like, intimidate men because I have, like, a really nice body, but I have this one thing that I like to do a lot. I like to give head. I love sucking dick. Is that a problem?
No, it's not a problem.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I cannot wait to meet you. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, and then I'll tell you some more about me.
Oh, well, like I said, you know where I work at. I've been there for a minute, and I'm a single man. I'm a single man, and I'm by myself. And I like what you're saying, though, about yourself. That's the kind of man I like, the kind of woman that I like.
Are you freaky, Willis?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now, I know this is going to be a little crazy, but like 2 months ago, I fucked this guy and he turned me out. He licked my ass. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Oh God. Woo! So how do you start out? How do you do it?
Right in your ass.
Yes.
Gotta lubricate it. You gotta lubricate it and then go real slow. You gotta put it in real slow. And you go in and out real slow.
Oh, really? Okay, now you're talking about fucking me my ass. No, I'm like, I want to know, do you lick ass? That feels so good.
Well, I know I'm freaky just like you are, so whatever turns everybody on, turn us on.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I am so hot right now. You know what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm rubbing my titties while I'm talking to you because you have such a sexy voice. Oh, my gosh. Willis, how big is your dick?
I say it's about an 8.
Is it thick?
Yeah, long and thick.
Oh, is it hard or soft right now?
Right now, it's soft. I'm listening to you. Go ahead, what you say?
What can we do to make it hard? Because I want to hear you tap it on the phone so I can know that I turned you on.
You want me to what? Tap it on the phone?
Yeah, I want to get it hard, though, so I can hear the heaviness of it.
It don't have to be hard to hear it, the heaviness of it.
Oh, well, baby, why don't you tap that dick on the phone for me? Ooh. Oh, I like that. Oh, yes, you are freaky. Now, I have a question for you. I also have a fetish, and I don't want you to take this as the wrong way or me being disrespectful or anything like that, but I've always had a fantasy of wanting to use my vibrator on a man. Would you let me take the vibrator and stick it in your butt just for a little bit of the tip?
Oh, no, I ain't that too freaky, no.
Is it something that we can work on, though?
Oh, no.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure about that. Oh, no.
Why?
No.
Why, you think it's going to be painful?
Oh, I don't know, and I ain't going that way.
Have you ever had someone lick your ass?
No.
Oh, so you just do all the stuff like that?
What?
So you do the ass fucking and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, I don't have a woman do all that, but there ain't nothing going up in me, though.
Okay, I'll take that as a no for right now. Now, would you be opposed to fucking in public if we were to go to a swingers club? Would you, like, fuck me in a room full of people?
No, I haven't done it before.
Oh, how did it feel?
Did
you like
exciting.
It?
Yes, it was exciting. It turns me on. It was exciting.
Oh, so, like, when you got ready to come, did you come extra hard because people were watching you and you're 8 inches thick and long?
Yes, I did. I just took it out and let it shoot all over the wall.
You let it shoot all over the wall? All
right, and they was just sitting there looking.
Oh, wow. How many chicks did you fuck that night?
Only about 2.
Just 2?
They were roommates.
Oh, wow.
When you coming back in town?
I'm going to be back in town tomorrow. And what I'm going to do is, what size do you wear? Because I want to get you some nice, sexy underwear.
What size do I wear? I wear extra large. I need 30... Between
38 to 44s?
Yep.
Okay. tomorrow night I'm going to call you and we're going to meet and I want to fuck. But it's like, it's this one thing that I like to hear that makes my pussy really, really wet. Can you say burr for me?
I say what?
Burr.
Fuck.
No, burr.
Burr? I can't understand what you're saying.
I want you to say burr. It's B-U-R-R-R. Like, you know how when you're cold, you're like, burr. That just makes my pussy wet. Can you say that for me, Daddy? I'll be good for you tomorrow.
Burr.
Oh, say it one more time.
Bruh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, Daddy. Oh, my gosh. I will be back in town around 6 o'clock tomorrow. I will shower and get cleaned up and shave and make sure Chica is all ready for you. And I will call you about 7:30 and tell you what hotel I'm going to be in. Does a five-star hotel matter? You know, does it matter which one? As long as it's five stars, it's on me.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, and can we, like, you got a camera phone so we can record it so I can see you fucking me really good after we finish?
I can.
Oh, and then you promise to come like you did at the Swingers Club. Instead of coming on the wall, can you come on my ass and my back?
Ass, your face. In your hair.
Oh, damn it, man. Okay.
Your ears.
Oh, shit. You got me all open. Now, Daddy, before I get off the phone, can you say burr one more time?
Oh.
Oh! I'm going to call you tomorrow at 7:30, Willis.
Later.
And you have a good night, Daddy.
All right, later.
Bye.
Hey, I was, man, when you was talking about the vibrator shit, I was like, man, I swear to God, if that nigga say yeah, oh my God.
Oh my God, this nigga, did he say bug?
Yeah. Hey.
And he, I'm going to come on your ass, your butt, your hair, your ears, motherfucker.
I can't wait to see this dude, man. That oh, shit. Like, so what's up, man? He probably going to tell me, too. He going to be like, yeah, man, this girl called me last night. He talked about coming to a hotel and shit. Oh, man, that nigga going to be waiting, too.
Oh, my God.
His alarm right now to make sure he awake and shit. That's crazy. He said something about licking ass. He said, but then when you asked him, he said,
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. That nigga talking about. No, I'm mad. The last burr was trying to be so sexy. Burr. Burr. Nigga. Nigga done pissed me off.
I was trying to text people, tell them to call the show and shit. Like, man, this nigga really, they crazy.
That nigga, it doesn't have to be hard for you to hear that. Tap, tap, tap. Oh, my God. That was ridiculous. And you, Chuck, you're so stupid.
Yes. My son.
You put on your little porn star voice. I love it. I love it.
But you know what's scary?
What?
It sound like some kids was in the background.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. I was like, what the fuck?
You know what? You sound kind of like a kid. He probably liked that shit.
Right.
Like
daddy. The kids. Oh, Lord. Big dick Willis.
Come on your ass, your hair, and your ears. Like
first of all, motherfucker, if you ever come in my hair, you will be sending me to the motherfucking salon. Second of all, if you nut in my ears, really?
Oh, God.
Don't
nobody want to hear your old ass coming. You should have asked to lick his belly.
Yeah, see, the other dude, I don't know how long he would have stayed on the phone. I don't know.
But see, with him, I would have been asking him freaky DJ questions. Because with the DJs, it's easy. Because a lot of DJs want gigs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In like a paid gig. I'm doing a mixtape DVD for adult entertainment. And I need you to be able to narrate and just do all kinds of shit. And, you know, if the dude ain't fucking a bitch right, would you be able to leave the turntables and pop in and handle your business and get back on the turntable?
Call that nigga L. Knight. Oh, man. Hell no.
Oh, God. Hold on one second. I swear, man, y'all are killing me tonight. Y'all are killing me tonight. Oh, hold on.
Come in your ears and shit.
He wants to hear his ass coming.
That shit is crazy.
Okay, hold on. Let me get
He sound like he was high or something, too.
You know what?
What?
That's a whole nother story right there.
You had me call a crackhead, nigga?
He sound like he, first off, he sound like he ain't had no teeth or one of those mouths that just be talking by itself. You know, like, he don't be saying nothing, but his mouth still be moving and shit.
You said it, not me. Shit.
I'm just saying, that nigga. What? What was?
Okay, now, who am I calling? DJ L. Nice or Showtime?
See, Showtime, I don't know how he would react, because I don't really talk to him, but L. Nice, he...
Ask his ass if he down for a threesome. He know, you know, niggas would go down for a threesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Showtime, I don't know. Shit might be funny. I don't know. I ain't never really talked to him on the phone like that. But L. Nice, I went to high school with him. So, you know, that might be funny, depending on if he's around people or not.
Well, we're going to try it. I'm going to call DJ L. Nice. Hold on, put you guys on mute so y'all won't make me laugh because I know y'all going to be over there crying. Hold on.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6145.
Yeah, he know what the fuck going on. He said, fuck that.
Man, I'm still traumatized. Like, I'm looking at 40 Glock's tweet.
It is ass beat.
Lord.
And it says, at the game, you get the dumbest video edit award. LOL. Cutting up the footage of me getting jumped, making it look like different fight.
Nigga, please. You got and that ass handed to you.
It says, at the game, I keep it 100 on street. I can accept the jump even at gunpoint, but not edit footage like it ain't happening. Like, it ain't happened. And then he was just like, the game, see me one-on-one on my mama, you're going to have to one day. That's a promise. Patience is a virtue.
They should send them to niggas in the room, and whoever walk out win.
Yeah. If you jump a nigga, give that motherfucker his one. That's it. Just give him his one. Oh, my gosh.
I guess.
Somebody send me the video. Shit.
I'm about to get the footage right now because it's on Twitter. and I'm going to send y'all the link because I've got to see this. Oh, man.
I bet it don't skip nothing. It's just straight footage. I'm talking about it's edited.
You know what? I don't know. Hip hop, viewhiphop.com. Let's see.
It ain't on YouTube, though?
Somebody said it is. Mr. G.A. said it was.
They be trying to take that type shit off, man.
I'm just like, I don't know. I guess because I really fuck with 40. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because he came on my show. We had a really good show. After he came on my show, mad niggas, red flags was in my timeline being disrespectful. But my thing is, ain't none of y'all motherfuckers calling the show to address y'all issues with 40 or Blue. So why the fuck y'all coming at me? All I did was just give them a platform. And if you want that same platform, bitch, all you got to do is ask. But don't come in my timeline getting disrespectful because Twitter will get you fucked up. Then I had to think about, I am getting ready to go to Cali, and it ain't no guarantee I'm going to be with 40. So...
Lord.
Shit. But the thing is, they respected me.
Game now, huh?
They respected me and they called into the show and became fans. Because I let them know out the gate. Nobody bashed fucking red flags or anything. All they said was they can't respect a grown man becoming a gangbanger. Or rappers that's not really about that life, that just claim a color and not really true to it. Because you got to think, a lot of people on the West Coast, that was a way of life, that was like a real outlet for...
It's a life, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry, y'all, I'm from California, so I had to get on it. But you're right, you know, a lot of niggas be like, oh, that nigga wearing blue, let's go fight this nigga. It's not about the color, it's about what stands behind the color. And these niggas, they walk around flamed up or, you know what I'm saying, or blued up, and they don't be ready for the life that comes with that shit. You know, like I told you, I fuck with red, you know what I'm saying, but that don't mean I'm not going to respect a nigga wearing blue. You know what I'm saying? It's only when it's an issue in the hood that we have a problem. Stay on your turf, we stay on our turf. It's not an issue. You know what I'm saying? It's only when motherfuckers bump heads that it becomes a problem. And that's when them weak niggas, they want to duck, they want to hide. No, you, I don't know, they be on Twitter. You know how you get your Twitter thugs and Facebook gangsters? No, the streets talk for themselves. So, you know, if you really out there putting in work, everybody going to know it. If you not, niggas don't know who you are and you, you know what I'm saying, you claim the same color and these niggas don't know you, come on now, that's the easy way for you to get killed. Like, for real. If you bang, bang. You know, go all out. Because there's only one way out, and that's death. These niggas be like, oh, yeah, I fuck with red. One nigga make them mad, and all of a sudden they jump to blue. Nah, that ain't how it work, homeboy. You
sound like Wayne. He's wearing that blue red.
Yeah, exactly. Lil Wayne, he ain't about that motherfucking life. I don't give a fuck.
You see the video with 40 Glock? It was 40 Glock, and Wayne was riding through L.A. and all them black trucks or whatever, and he was telling him to get out, and he wouldn't get out.
That nigga ain't. He ain't shit. He ain't about that life.
He was like, "What's up with that?" Then niggas wouldn't get out the truck and shit. That shit was funny. Yeah, Wayne. I don't know where that shit came from. Like,
yeah, I just feel like, just because you hang out with people who are buds or you hang out with Crip niggas, that don't make you one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, hanging out with them, yeah, you're going to have to, you know, be somewhat about that life because of the shit they go through. But at the same time, that don't mean you went through your fucking initiation. If, you know, for the females who want to claim something, getting initiated, either you got to fuck all the niggas that's in your crew, or you got to get your ass beat by all the bitches. Nigga, you got to get fucked up.
you got to get jumped in. You know what I'm saying? And you have to have initiation. You have to have initiation. Huh?
Which one did you do?
What you mean, which one did I do? I got my motherfucking ass beat. I ain't fucking all them niggas. I ain't fucking all them niggas' dick. You can beat my motherfucking ass. Sure enough. Beat my ass.
Oh, you know, sometimes they have, like, a dude with AIDS. Like, man, that shit be crazy. They be having some, they be doing some ignorant ass shit, man.
Yeah, they really do. So, pretty much,
that's why I'm kind
of
mad.
I got my ass beat.
And, like, they some grown ass man. He actually started, like, being more peaceful and shit, and then he do that shit.
Yeah, these niggas be, oh, yeah, I hang out with people who are wearing blue. I'm a fucking fuck. No.
Right.
Nah, it don't work like that.
Man, I am.
Everybody started seawalking like it was a new dance and shit.
Right.
B2K seawalking and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Stick to clown walking, stick to crumping, you know, shit like that, but you don't do no, you don't crip walk or blood walk, and you know what I'm saying? That's disrespectful. You just don't do that shit. It's out of pocket. It's out of line. You just don't.
Man, I just looked at that video. I am not feeling that shit at all.
He got his ass beat, didn't he? What was it on? It wasn't on YouTube, was it?
It's like, anybody that knows 40 and has seen his videos and stuff, 40 will fight. Did y'all see the fight that he did with Menace?
All right.
Okay, when 40 was fighting Menace, it was like a lot of niggas was on him and he was fighting back. You feel me? So, like, with this one, you can tell because 40 Glock is looking at something. You got another person. You know what I'm saying? Walking up like, don't do nothing. So, I mean, it's possible that there could have been a gun involved. If a gun is involved,
yeah,
not going to fight back. But I've seen video footage where this nigga is getting it in with other niggas. Like, he is actually fighting. 40 is a fucking fighter. 40 will not just bow down and let you do whatever the fuck you want to
do.
Yeah.
I feel that. I mean, like, I'm the type of person, you know what I'm saying, like, don't put a fucking gun to my face or to my head and you're not going to use it. Because guaranteed, when I come back, I'm going to come back with something bigger. And you're going to wish you fucking killed me when you have the chance. You can't just go around, you know what I'm saying, putting guns in people's face. Use that shit on me. Like, I guarantee you. Make sure you use that shit on me because I guarantee you I will fucking kill you. I will fucking drive you where you stand.
I was
that
him
shit.
And the game was there. I wouldn't even believe that anybody was going to shoot me because the game is too high profile. Like, I would have just been like,
but
yeah,
you know what?
Okay, but the game is
but them
pussy.
Niggas.
The game is pussy, point blank. The game try motherfuckers that he won't, you know what I'm saying? Okay, game. Like I just tweeted, you won't go to New York and do that shit.
I mean, me personally, like, back in the day, the game was what that was. That nigga did put in work. You know what I'm saying? That nigga was about that life, but he's probably been out of it for a while. So, you know what I'm saying? Just like Lil Wayne, I guarantee you, if somebody want to fight that nigga, he not going to do shit. Back in the day, Lil Wayne probably would have went hard, but niggas change
really.
After they get the fame.
Not really. Not really.
A lot of niggas do. And I mean, my point is, either way, you jump somebody or you, the game is out of pocket, you know, for jumping anybody. You don't jump nobody, period, point blank.
You
don't.
You give a motherfucker their one. But my thing is, the game won't go to New York and do no shit like that. You won't do 50 like that, nigga. You won't do Young Buck like that. You sure as fuck won't do Lloyd Banks like that.
I mean, I don't know these niggas personally, so, I mean, I can't say what they do, but, I mean, whatever the game get coming to him, like, that's it. You can't, I mean, if he did pull a gun on that nigga, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't pull a gun out on somebody unless you positive you gonna use that shit, because that's a threat. That's like you telling me you want my motherfucking life. You think I'm gonna just let you walk away? Nah.
You bring the gun when you're not sure if you're gonna win or not. A loss is a loss. This is the thing that pisses me off about people. It's like, if you're going to fight, fucking fight. When you shoot somebody,
yeah,
that's fucking forever. That is
yeah.
fucking bring guns to a fucking fight. Reason being, my son got shot for one fight for being disrespected. If you're not sure about your handgun, you take a motherfucking loss, see the nigga again, just keep fighting till you get your face back. When you bring to a gun to a fight, fucking for what? You're
but you know what?
It's stupid.
I mean, I agree with you saying. You know what I'm saying? And many times that, like, I've gone to fights or whatever else, like, the only time a motherfucker's going to bring a gun is, one, like you said, if they hand game, you know, they ain't really trying to catch no fag, or, two, if they don't know what the other team is packing. There's been times I've had to be strapped just because, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to go not strapped and them niggas is strapped. You don't kind of be like, well, shit, you know, but at the same time, you don't pull your shit out unless you know what I'm saying, like, unless you know that nigga got something.
I mean, I have no respect for motherfuckers that bring guns to a fight. If you can't fight, keep your ass at home or shut the fuck up, point blank.
Yeah, well, the thing is, people don't fight fair. And it's a life for a life, you know, like in the streets. I mean, I don't agree with the whole gun thing, but it's like at the same time, niggas don't fight fair.
No,
I mean, I'm not gonna bring no nunchucks to a shootout, like, you know.
But I mean, it's like it's so stupid because at the end of
the
day, when you take a life, people don't understand all the foul shit that we do comes back on somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. The game is out of line for what he did. That shit
the
is.
The mama, it may be anybody that you're close with, and like today, I had to wake up. My daughter was like, wow, this morning, two people got hit by a vehicle and was left in the middle of the street and died. You know what I'm saying? Who in the fuck does that? Like, if you hit somebody, if you drunk, whatever, fucking stop. If you
fuck that shit up.
Yes, you would have stopped and maybe called 911 at the time, they could have made it. My daughter's friend is on her way to work, and she see these two people laying in the street dead.
Wow.
So her and somebody else is calling for help, but they're already dead. Like, that's dumb. Like, I felt bad when I hit a fucking dog. I'd be
Me too.
Hit a fucking person.
Yeah, I fucking went crazy. I seen these people hit a dog, and I chased after their car. Like, you don't do that, like, for real. Even if it is just an animal, I can't. But a fucking person, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that you could do that to a person, that's crazy.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The way I feel right now, I run the game fuck ass over. Just for fucking up Belly 2 and what was that movie he was in with Tyrese? I was
Waist Deep. Hi, my baby.
For being a whack-ass fucking actor.
You stupid.
And
me.
I would fuck him up for being a whack-ass rapper and just being fucking lame. Now.
Okay. I mean, I love the game. I will say he made a fucked-up decision. And I am a little skeptical about him because he used to be a stripper and he had his tongue pierced. But, you know, I mean, yeah, hey, I can't say because them gay niggas go hard.
No, I mean, my thing is, if you in Illuminati, your ass gay because you fucked to get in.
I don't know what the initiation is, but
part of it is you're fucking and it's being recorded. You're in a compromising position on top of, you know, your blood sacrifice or whatever, but you are in a compromising position because if your ass ever decides that you're going to fucking leave, they got something to put out on your ass. I've had plenty of
for that video that they had, though, of Lloyd Banks, but it wasn't.
So what about Tupac?
Huh?
I said, what about Tupac? They didn't put out no video about him.
Was he really Illuminati?
I don't know. The way that nigga died. A lot of his music. You think he planned his own death?
shit in his name. He ain't own nothing. Illuminati motherfuckers are successful. They have they shit. Tupac can't have nothing in his name.
What you mean he didn't have nothing? Like what? Like what you
Tupac,
mean?
Like Suge Knight.
Like you mean like houses and shit? I mean, I just don't understand how, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tupac is a little ass nigga. Suge Knight is a big ass nigga. If these niggas pulled up and you saw that car, if they was dumping on that fucking car like that, Suge big ass would have got hit. He wouldn't have just got grazed. I'm sorry. But for them to light Tupac's little bitty ass up, come on now. Suge would have got hit. The way the bullets was angled on that car, that nigga would have been fucked up and that nigga would have been dead,
too. There's a documentary on YouTube that explains the whole thing. It tell you who killed him. Like, they actually go and talk to these people, and it tell you everything. Like, they know who killed him and what happened and how everything happened. And,
I believe it. I believe it. Come on now.
Yeah, look that shit up. It's kind of long, but I watched that whole thing.
I just, you know, it is what it is. Niggas never play fair since the beginning of time. But you can't pick the cards you get dealt with. But selling your soul for fame, for motherfuckers to like you, I don't give a fuck.
It's a price. I mean, that's a steep ass price to pay.
It really is. Just for some people to fucking like you, really, you gotta be insecure as a motherfucker. I could give two fucks whether the next bitch or nigga fucking give a fuck about me. I'm sorry. I'm not about to sell shit.
I might sell you a pie or two.
But your soul, something you can't see, your fucking soul. Nah, it ain't that real.
Like, man, that shit. I don't need it.
Like, how do you just wake up one day and be like, you know what, damn it, I'm going to fucking sell my soul.
Because people are looking at the short-term picture. Oh, I have fame, I have money. You know, they're thinking about just they're just thinking for the moment, the short term,
yeah,
while they're here on earth. They're not thinking like, okay, at the end of the day, really,
mm-hmm,
at the end of the day, we're, every day we wake up, we're dying. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Life is already too short for them to be trying to like top that shit. I can't.
Yeah, that's like YOLO shit. That's basically telling you go ahead and do some stupid shit.
Yeah, YOLO is just an excuse for people to do something stupid that they're going to regret, but they're just going to be like, YOLO. It's an excuse
right.
to not deal with whatever the fuck they do. Oh, YOLO, I had sex with, I don't know how many people last night. Oh, I have HIV. That doesn't go away. Oops. You only live once with HIV, motherfucker.
Dumb shit. People
exactly. If you gon', it ain't what, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. You feel me? And people my age, they don't fucking realize that. That's why I don't fuck with people my age, because they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, people.
They can't help it. It's just the life that they live.
But you know what? There's no excuse, because I'm the same age and I don't do half the dumb shit they do. There's no excuse.
None whatsoever. But, you know, I look at it like this. To each his own. Everybody got to answer for what they do. Get it right before it's too late.
Yeah. You so right.
That's how I look at it, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, every day that
you
wake
up. Make sure it's worth it.
Yeah, every day that you wake up is a new day you get to fix the mistakes you made yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether a person do that or not is on them.
Yeah. I've seemed to fix other stuff, but I just can't get over the sex before marriage. I tried. It's just, why the bad things gotta feel so good? Why are all the fun things bad? Damn, temptation.
My son says that's the devil's work.
I know, and I just, you know, I just really, this motherfucking car was about to get over on me.
I'm like, you just can't drive.
No, it sounds like the motherfuckers ain't put their blinkers on and they was about to get their life fucking ruined. Because if they would have hit me, I would have got out and beat their ass at 10:26. But,
Burr.
Burr.
That shit crazy, man. Did you record that shit? Shot? You record that?
That's where did she go? What?
Where'd she go?